Welcome everybody into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am Matt Trudell. With me, like always,
Jim Rome,
also known as
Alex Baker.
All right, thank you. We'll get sued one day for this, but he thinks it's funny.
Matt Trudell, one of the greatest sportscasters in the Eastern Shore.
You know, the funny thing is, Alex, like, you would think after his thing with his movie show, he wouldn't want to steal from anybody anymore. Shout out to Canada. Anyways, and also with us is a guy that we have talked about several times on this show and all other shows because I like to diss him, and he finally gets an opportunity to defend himself. This is our former intern, and now he's going to be a contributor to this show from time to time. His name is Nathan.
Thank you for
if you want to give out your full government-issued name, you can feel free to, or if you have a nickname that you want us to call you.
I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show. My name is Nathan.
Matt just keeps cycling around these third people. First it was Kelvin, then it was Jordan, now it's Nathan. He's just trying to find somebody to replace me, but he still hasn't found it yet. I'm always going to be here, Matt.
You're allowed to be here, Alex.
I'm going to be quoting Jim Rome.
I'm going to allow you to be here. I'm not trying to get rid of you. I just think, like, I'm not one of those people, like, one, I've always believed in, I don't really like the one guy show, mm-hmm. right? Like, now, granted, if it's a guy talking predominantly and they bring the producer in from time to time, I don't mind that. But, like, I just feel like someone talking about sports nonstop for an hour just by themselves is kind of ridiculous. So, one, I've always wanted a second person here. Mm-hmm. What up, Alex? But on top of that, as well, I'm a firm believer in giving people opportunities to do what they want to do. And Nathan here he was an intern for us. He wanted to talk sports this whole time, but he was locked under the intern rules. So he's not under the intern rules anymore. And now he's sitting here listening to us talk about sports while he's playing on his phone. So,
like a true sports fan at a real sporting
like,
event.
Yeah. I don't
like
do
those,
that.
Remember those,
the blonde girls?
Yeah, the sorority girls at the Diamondbacks game.
Dude, they are the worst.
A bunch of selfies yeah. the entire game.
All right. So, Nathan specifically wants to talk about one thing today, but that's going to be pretty much the end of the episode. So let's go in first. NBA. Mm-hmm. We're getting close to rounding out the first round here.
Absolutely.
Your Wizards are getting into a corner, aren't they?
I don't think it's a corner.
I think they're going to win the series. I mean, all they have to do is win the home games, and they're really good at home. Honestly, my issue is, and I don't know, Nathan watches the Wizards as well. The past two games, Beal and John Wall were the only ones that showed up for the team. There really hasn't been anybody else. Like, yeah. And I came in the other morning and I was losing it to Nathan because I was just like,
you were frustrated.
They played so crappy in the third quarter of game four, and to somehow still be tied at the end of the third quarter was just like, and I'll be honest, I had to wake up early the next morning. I went to sleep. I didn't even watch the fourth quarter. The writing was on the wall. For me, I thought we were going to lose. I didn't want to be extra tired and had to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Call me a bad fan. I don't care. Because I have a show. So,
well, if you go back even to the game one, you know, everybody was nervous. If you look at their bench, they don't have guys probably outside of Bogdanović to have playoff experience. So, you know, that
Bogdanović has playoff experience?
Yeah, that one year Brooklyn went to the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, Brooklyn did go to the playoffs within the past, like, 40 years.
But
when Jason Kidd was their point guard. Like, no, I'm just joking. Never mind. I'm just going to keep going.
Also, too, I have to give Atlanta credit because I noticed this in the first two games is the usage of Dwight Howard. If you do not get Dwight Howard involved early – He's not going
lame.
He's terrible, but
he's the Biggie Smalls of basketball.
But I think that's the way Atlanta has to play against Washington. If you utilize Dwight Howard early, you get him in pick and rolls, posting down low, and getting like guys like Gortat, Markieff, and foul trouble early, Atlanta's going to have a shot. Now, granted, guys like Markieff Morris, Otto Porter, Gortat have got to show up offensively. Mm-hmm. Bradley Beal and John Wall can't do the scoring by themselves.
They can't do it all, man. And I'll tell you, there's two players on Atlanta that I really, really like. And they're also, I hate them at the same time because I don't like Atlanta.
Dennis Schroeder and Paul Millsap?
No. Paul Millsap, definitely. Paul Millsap, I've been messing with that dude since he was in, since he was like the only non-white guy in Utah. Like, literally, Utah had like a bunch of like light-skinned dudes and white guys. And then Paul Millsap. So shout out to Paul Millsap. and Tim Hardaway Jr.
Really?
Who hopefully doesn't share the same sentiments that his father does.
Oh, we'll say something about that. But he's what? Actually, if you looked at Tim Hardaway after he made those comments, he's actually like given monies to like money to LGBT organizations. He's like gone in support of like same sex marriage votes. So
of course,
he's changed
of
a little bit.
Okay, I mean, because guess what? The money stops rolling in. Okay? Like, you know, it's
he's
just
made,
like,
I'm saying he's like, made an effort.
Like, you know how many puppies Michael Vick has saved after he was drowning them in buckets? You
Look,
know
man,
what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying,
don't do
like.
That. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
The
he's,
thing is, all right,
right. He's made an effort.
Ray Rice, big in anti-bullying, knocks his wife out. Now he's big into anti-bullying and domestic violence issues. You just what you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
But
if there was charities.
NFL for what?
If there
Three,
was
4 years now?
Yeah. But if there were charities for trying to get guns out of New York clubs, Plexico Burress would be at the front of it. That's how you get on Dancing with the Stars. You ain't getting there if you're not mm-hmm. starting charities and or you either get there if you're a past your prime athlete with character or if you're not really famous. So I don't understand why they call it stars. You know what I'm saying? Like no one cares about Steve Irwin's daughter. Like, I'm sorry. The only reason why people care is because he died.
We're covering that core Dancing with the Stars demographic right here.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Well, sports fans are big into it now because they have an athlete every year. All right. So, the Wizards are the Wizards. They're 2-2. I fully expect them to go home tonight, win.
Absolutely.
I would hope that they can close it out in six. Yeah. But they might need seven to do it. And I still have faith in them winning. It was very frustrating how the past two games, they kind of turned into the Oklahoma City Thunder minus Russell Westbrook.
There's a big difference in that. Last night, I'm glad you brought up Oklahoma City. I watched, the second or third quarter, and the way Oklahoma runs their offense is very, very, it's mind-boggling.
Vanilla.
They had Andre Robinson. Is not a three-point shooter. But you had him stand in the corner. And Mike D'Antoni and Patrick Beverley said, I will let him shoot all the threes he wants to. Now, when the game before, stats show when Russ is on the floor, they're a plus three. When he's off the floor, they're minus 30. That's a problem. They lacked shooters. Now, I did predict Oklahoma to make the playoffs, but I did not expect them to get out the first round.
Quick question. I agree. I totally, wholeheartedly agree. I didn't expect them to get out the first round, no matter who they played. Even Portland. Like, straight up. What supporting cast was worse? LeBron's original Cavs team or Oklahoma City?
Oh, by far, it's this one.
Yeah, LeBron took them to the finals in
07. Exactly.
I'm saying supporting cast.
They weren't bad enough to like mess with them getting to the finals in that year.
By far, it's this one. I've never seen Oklahoma have virtually no shooters in the lineup. Oladipo is not a shooter. He's a slasher. Kanter, Steven Adams.
Okay.
They're post players. Andre Robinson is an athletic defender.
And they were eliminated last night. Houston won 4-1, so they moved on. Golden State beat Portland 4-0.
That's
Cleveland beat Indy 4-0. Don't really need to talk about that stuff, honestly. I mean, no offense.
I have a question.
Okay.
Does Paul George get traded?
Paul George is probably going somewhere. And if he's not, when he's a free agent, I have a feeling, And I hate saying this because two things I thoroughly enjoy in life right now are that the Knicks suck and the Lakers suck. Because in my opinion, and I'm not talking about people directly in LA, I'm not talking about people directly in New York.
Your one friend.
But the worst fan bases ever. Like anybody who's not there and is just, I'm not my Knicks. No, shut up. Okay, Porzingis ain't going to help. Carmelo can't keep his thing in his pants and he can't play defense and he's never going to win a championship like Alexander Ovechkin. It is what it is. Okay. And we'll move on to there later.
Wow.
But last question I want to ask before we get into some of these other series. Thoughts on Russell Westbrook and the reporter?
You can make the back to last the year before when they played Dallas, or I forgot who they played, and someone asked Westbrook, Mark Cuban made a comment, and Durant said he's an idiot.
Yes.
All Westbrook was doing was saying, listen, stop singling these guys out. We're a team. We lost as a team. It's a team game. You know, some of these reporters this past are aware that those kind of questions are going to set somebody off. Just like last night, somebody asked Chris Paul, you know, do you see this going to a game 7? And Chris Paul went like, what the heck are you talking about? It's the way the questions are asked.
Well, I mean,
I know Russell Westbrook, in his mind, he's going, yeah, we're trash. But at the same time,
he can't say that. And I agree. I agree with him on that. I think him going so hard about how it wasn't really a valid question. I'm pretty sure the question was super valid.
It was valid.
When you're on the bench, what happens? Like,
but it's the way he asked it.
I agree.
I
like Russell. I like Russell. I personally believe that he's the reason why Kevin Durant ended up leaving.
No, I think it's more to it. Durant leaving. I think it is.
What do you think?
I think it personally. I look at it. It starts the year they lost to they lost to the Miami Heat. James Harden. That Sam Presti was drew a line in the sand. This is how much money we're going to offer you, James. Either take it or leave it. Trade in Houston. You get Kevin Martin and Jeremy Lamb. I think they get Kawhi Butler.
But the thing is, you can't you run the risk of, okay, we win a championship, which is no guarantee when LeBron's in the league, especially early on. Like, this is my thing, is like, are you going to just let James Harden walk for nothing at the end of the day?
But they drew a line in the sand. It was only $4 million that was left off the table that Harden didn't want it, that Harden wanted. And then you can make the same case with here's the thing. If the three of us are on a team, what is it that you have that I don't know that takes to win a championship? Because we're both trying to get to that, we're trying to accomplish that same goal. And when you have your own individual goals, you can see on the body language. I didn't expect them to stay that together that long.
Well, all I'm saying is if you have two starting white basketball players on your team, you're not winning a championship.
Well, you had Larry Bird.
I know you argue this point. Okay, we can go back 30 years ago. All you
gotta have one guy to have like who's always scrappy, who's diving for the loose balls, who shows the effort and the hustle.
Yeah, and he comes off the bench like Chris Birdman and gets like 8 minutes a game.
And the crowd goes
crazy.
But
when it comes to starters, you know what I'm saying? Like, look what happened when Kevin Love wasn't on the court. Anywho.
Leave Kevin Love alone.
I used to be the biggest Kevin Love fan in the world, and then
I'm a huge fan of Kevin Love. I'm just mad to see that at his age, the way he's breaking down, his body's breaking down. It's like
that man
like
went
Larry
from
Bird number two.
That man went from being Theon Greyjoy to Reek. I said it. Game of Thrones bars to bring it all in. Dancing with the Stars, Game of Thrones fans.
Yeah.
Man, we popular now. All right. Chicago Boston 2-2. Rondo's not coming back tonight.
Sucks. It's very weird to hear that Isaiah Thomas, he came out, I think it was a couple days ago, saying that he's mentally and physically not there. He's basically feeding off of his teammates.
Yeah, he could be lulling them into sleep. You don't think so?
Well, you know, you got to understand, you know, man just lost his sister.
Okay.
And you know, I'm surprised nobody told him before game one.
Yo, Brett Favre lost his dad and went out on a killing spree.
Some people cope with death differently.
It is very different. I'm just, you know.
But my biggest problem was all those cameras on him crying. I didn't like that.
Or the Barkley comments.
Yes.
What was Barkley's comment?
He said he was
saying he was uncomfortable with him playing.
It was taken out of context.
Yes.
So.
He
was inferring that, you know, if he's still in this emotional state, he shouldn't be forced to go out there and play. I don't think he was saying like this guy's a wuss because he's crying or something. That's what the media made it out.
That's not what Chuck was trying to say. All Chuck was saying that
we don't pay you to sit out.
But the same, I'm just saying, guys cope with death differently, and the way, and it just, I don't, I wouldn't like cameras, or you wouldn't like cameras just sitting on you, watching you cry.
Yeah, but I also if I was Isaiah Thomas, I would understand that I'm a superstar in the NBA.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that.
And they're going to want to get come on, man. One of the greatest interviews of all time is when they caught up with Randy Moss in the parking lot after he had to pay a fine. Straight cash, homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think you wanted to do an interview right there? You think you wanted the cameras on him? No. But when you're in the limelight, you got the cameras on you.
I'm not disagreeing with that. All I'm saying is that somebody should have told him, go home, we got this. I get it. I understand your point.
No. That's not what you tell them. You tell them, it's playoffs. Sorry.
You play
bad timing. You know what I'm saying? Channel this energy. Use it the right way. You want that big contract? Take that flight home. It's a sick world in the sports business, man. Todd Heap, you know why Todd Heap got let go of... And he ended up going to Arizona, and the Ravens didn't end up picking him up and him ending his career in Baltimore. Because as he got older, when he's earlier in his career and he's a Mormon and he doesn't want to take those shots, it's fine. He's younger. His body heals faster. When you get older and you don't want to take those drugs the NFL has, right, it takes you longer to recover. You're not worth the investment. It doesn't matter what you've done for that franchise for so many years. Sport, they don't care. I guarantee you he was like, I don't think I can do it. And they go, well, you better do it. Like, they don't care. They don't care about your sister. They care about money. They care about winning. It's sad, but that's sports, man. You know? Jabril Peppers is going to drop in the draft because of something stupid. But at the end of the day. What?
Reuben Foster, too.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, at the end of the day, someone's still going to get him. Laramie Tunzel's still in the NFL. All right, so, slightly digress. Toronto-Milwaukee. Toronto's up 3-2. Milwaukee, man, I had him winning. I still don't have
faith they'll win this game, but in game seven, I'm going to give it to the Rats.
Yeah. San Antonio-Memphis. Are we going to have a repeat? Or is that going to game seven?
That's going. No, San Antonio is going to win this.
San Antonio, they're just going to end it.
Yeah. The only problem, I feel really bad for Kawhi Leonard because he has virtually no help. I'm disappointed in LaMarcus Aldridge. I'm Tony Parker, Ginobili, Powell. I expect them to show up because they're all champions. And
Powell?
Powell Gasol, yes.
Oh, my God.
But Tony Parker.
Still in the league? For
that
what?
Was Marc Gasol.
Mark is with Memphis. Powell is with
San Antonio.
Oh,
Powell's with San Antonio now. Mm-hmm. What happened to him being a Bull?
No, he opted out of his contract.
Oh, should have. He sucks.
Doesn't suck.
He hasn't been good since like 2007.
He's still enough. He's virtually. He can play any position on the.
He wasn't good enough for Chris Paul to go to the Lakers for him.
Well, no, that's different. That's David Stern and his thing.
That's collusion. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue what you were saying.
Ginobili, Tony Parker, they got to show up. And it's especially LaMarcus Aldridge. For somebody who can get you a double-double most nights, Kawhi Leonard has no help. And he has to do all the scoring by himself, and that's a problem to me. And if they're going to – as I predict them to face Golden State in the Western Conference Finals – He's going to need all the help he can get.
Well, it's still open. And Clippers, Utah. Utah's ahead.
I'm going to give it to the Clippers. I'm mad. I don't know what.
The Clippers ain't going to do nothing, man. They're the Washington Capitals of the NBA, man. Like,
I don't know.
They ain't got no Blake Griffin.
They don't. I'm trying to figure out how did he injure his toe. I know they said something about the plate was broken.
He probably beat up his friend again. Oh, people don't forget, Nathan. People don't forget. You can't just abuse normal people, okay? You should abuse other NBA players like Ron Artest did.
How do you put up with
him? Or choke out your coach like Sprewell.
My man Sprewell. Sprewell. With his spinning rims, man. He was the hardest. Oh, my goodness.
You remember that Chappelle?
Role model.
Remember that Chappelle Show sketch? Where this guy would like do basketball players' actions, but they like, so one guy was at an office and his boss was like, "You need to put more effort into your work." And he goes, "More effort, eh? Sprewell." And then he just grabs a guy and starts choking him.
Yeah. How does he deal with me? I don't think I'm that hard to deal with, Alex. He's sometimes harder to deal with than me.
Yeah, I say some inappropriate stuff.
He says some inappropriate things. The only thing I ever did was I said some really mean things about Joe Paterno one day. That was about as far.
Well, you can say whatever the heck you want about that
guy. I can,
guy.
But I took it a little too far on that episode, if you remember. But we won't go there. Cause
he was encouraging Howard Community College athletes to look up YouTube videos on how to cheat drug tests.
No, I
didn't. Yes, he was.
Yo. First off, I didn't. Second off, if that did happen, why would you bring it up? but it didn't happen. You know how he was talking about the Charles Barkley thing and how it was misunderstood? He took my words out of context.
No, I didn't.
All I'm saying is you can find anything on YouTube these days. All right, NHL. It's true. Am I wrong? That's what I thought, man. All right, so. As we digress again. NHL playoffs. You know what this round is.
This is where the Caps go.
The Caps go home round. Mm-hmm. Wee. I wish I had some sweet sound effects to put in here.
This is the Caps going home tonight.
Yeah.
Wow, you just giving up on the Caps.
Since when? Other than 1 year.
When the Caps go, it's Van Gogh. You losing here.
I do think the NHL needs to really fix the seating a little bit, because I don't like how they're divided up like that. It should be like this, the NBA, 1 through 8.
Well, the NBA's got problems, too, when they do the 2-3-2 system in the finals.
Well, I'm not expecting, you know, your number one 8 seeds to knock off your number one seeds like that. Like okay, Nashville, I forgot who they took out.
Here's the deal, though. You know who likes getting eliminated by 8 seeds? The Caps. Look, Ovechkin's the man. He's one of the best players we've ever seen, right? And I honestly... For years ago, I heard someone drift this theory out there about how the Caps will never go anywhere until they get rid of Ovechkin. He is the Carmelo Anthony.
Yep.
He plays defense, but he is the Carmelo Anthony of the NHL.
So what is Sidney Crosby?
He's like, what's Sidney Crosby? Mm-hmm. Sidney Crosby is like Scottie Pippen.
Okay.
He's not even the best player on his team, in my opinion. I would give it to the weird-looking Space Jam guy, Evgeny Malkin, who I think is much better than Sidney Crosby. Mm-hmm. Sidney Crosby has too many headaches. He's like Percy Harvin.
He's a pretty boy, too.
He's soft, too. He's softer than a baby's bottom.
So I have a question.
Okay.
How do you feel about the Los Angeles Kings firing their head coach and GM after missing the playoffs this season?
That was surprising. Like,
probably should happen.
Well, he got them 2 Stanley Cups
cool,
in the last few
cool
years.
Cool story, but have you ever seen what happens in L.A. when your team doesn't win? You don't sell tickets. What's the hottest basketball ticket in the NBA in L.A. right now? It's not the Lakers. The Lakers ain't selling out like that anymore.
But
it's just like being in Boston when they weren't good again and Fenway Park lost their sellout streak. That's what happens. It happens in a lot of states. Look at the Ravens a couple years ago when they were absolute poo, and midway through the year they
a couple years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Well, yeah, but I mean,
this is before or after they won the Super Bowl.
after.
Okay.
But when they went like they went 5-11 a couple years ago, right? It was
yeah,
5-11,
15.
Yeah. So that's what happens. And in LA, when the beach is right down the street, you have a lot more competition. Baltimore, you know why Baltimore still does pretty good in the ticket sales? Because what are we doing in the winter other than going to a football game? Nothing.
So
that's why. But when you're in Florida or you're in LA, you need to make sure you still put butts in the seat. And how you put butts in the seat,
so you missed the playoffs one time. Two Stanley Cups, that means nothing.
No, he's missed it two of the last 3 years.
Two last 3 years, that means nothing.
I'm not the owner of the team. That's not what matters to me.
That just shows me you have no patience. Team's going through it. They're going through rebuilding mode. You fire your GM and head coach who've gotten two Stanley Cups for you guys. Come on.
Okay.
That's a little deceitful.
I mean, we've seen some pretty egregious coach firings. We've seen some pretty egregious. Mike Brown still has a job.
Mike Brown may actually get a job after this season. Because Steve Kerr may not come back.
He is no Luke Walton. Mike Brown has always been a puppet, and that is it. Why is he Steve Kerr's right-hand man? Because what happened was Steve Kerr last year, when he gave it to Luke Walton, who was a man of his own, they did really good with Luke Walton, and then he dipped out to L.A. And he said, you know what? I want someone to follow the way I do it. Let's just get that puppet over there. And Mike Brown's just like, well, I'm bald. I got glasses. Am I wrong? Mike Brown's a straight puppet, bro. He's like, who's the other? There's another puppet in the NBA.
Tyronn Lue?
It was Mike Brown now.
Spoelstra?
Spoelstra. Oh, Spoelstra's definitely a puppet. He was a towel boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just, Pat Riley was like, do what I say. Namaste-ing. All right, anyways, hockey. Caps are going to lose.
Yeah.
How many games are they going to lose in? What's your thoughts, Nathan, since you want to defend them?
We haven't even started yet.
Okay.
It's
already over.
I have the Caps winning in six.
You have the Caps winning in six.
Penguins in seven. Make it extra heartbreaking for the Caps fans because they always heartbreak their hearts. Yeah.
Pens in seven?
Yep.
Y'all tripping.
But that's how the Caps always do it. They don't make it easy.
Pens in five.
They're not. The Caps aren't going to make it easy. They're going to make it as devastating as possible.
Exactly. You know what's going to make it devastating as possible? They're going to come out tonight and they're going to win by like 2-3 goals. And their fans are going to be like, this is the year. And then they're going to lose four straight. It's going to be epic Caps collapse.
Because if the Caps win after this, it's nothing but a straight shoot to the Stanley Cup.
No, stop saying that. Dude. They suck. Like, they lost to the Montreal Canadiens back in the day in the first round when the Canadiens had no reason being in the same room as them. They're trash. They are who they are, okay? Their owner is a guy who is responsible for bringing us AOL. AOL ain't even a thing anymore. AOL ain't even a thing
anymore.
He runs
the Wizards too, doesn't he? Leonidas,
yeah, unfortunately.
Or whatever
his name is.
Yeah.
Leonidas.
Ted Leonidas?
Leonsis.
Leon, whatever.
Remember when he attacked that fan back in the day?
Commercial break.
Nah, you don't remember that? You don't remember
that? Was that when the Rangers fan threw the water bottle at him? The Rangers coach threw a water bottle?
No, he attacked a Caps fan.
Oh, really?
Because a Caps fan brought a sign to the game that was like, AOL stock price is down, Cap stock price is down, and he straight choked him. And Ted Leonsis apologized to him. I'm sure there was something under the table that happened. Man, you are putting me right behind the glass every game for the rest of your ownership. Otherwise, what are you going to do? You just choked me. My neck hurts.
Commercial break.
We don't have any commercial breaks here, Nathan. Yeah. We spit straight facts. Ottawa and the Rangers.
Go Rangers.
Rangers.
They're in the playoffs every year. Senators always are on and off. They just squeaked.
I would really, really like Ottawa to win, but I'm going to pick the Rangers as well. Anaheim and Edmonton.
Edmonton.
I'm going with Anaheim.
I am hoping I am hoping that it is Edmonton. I want this year to be the year that
the Canadian team wins.
Oh my god, so bad. So bad. So bad. St. Louis and Nashville.
Nashville just knocked off number one seed.
Yeah,
so.
I'm feeling the, speaking of the Kings, I'm feeling the 2012 Kings vibe from them. Kings were the eighth seed, just dominating Nashville. The playoffs. Yeah.
What about you?
Nashville.
Darn it, guys. I thought I was going to shock the world here. I'm going to pick St. Louis then. I wanted to pick Nashville, but then you guys just wanted to, you know. All right. Next topic. Next. NFL. The draft.
You know, is it just me, or is the draft has not been really talked about a lot this year? It just, dude, I haven't seen it a lot on any of the channels or anything. It's almost like,
well, on the radio,
I was
radio,
completely surprised it was coming up.
It's conquering sports radio shows.
I think Christian McCaffrey,
but like on TV and stuff,
is
it's talked about here and there.
So overrated,
particularly ESPN, NFL Network. That's about it.
So overrated, Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. I think he's going to be a bust.
Really?
I'm going to say that straight up.
Now, what about Dalvin Cook?
I think Dalvin Cook's going to be fine.
Now,
you don't like white running backs.
Why would I? Toby Gerhart?
Well, Stanford connection. So you're
John Riggins was the last good white running back, and he was a fullback that they just call a running back.
Mike Allstott?
Mike Allstott was a fullback. No. He was the man. Yeah, white fullbacks, I'm all about. White running backs, get that crap out of here. All right, Christian McCaffrey will only succeed if he's drafted by the New England Patriots and he turns into Edelman. That's it.
Or a
Whithead. I agree with that.
Or a Whithead.
But I don't see him as running back. I see him immediately coming in as a wide receiver.
What?
I don't see him starting as running back. I believe he'll be converted.
They're probably going to try and use him like Tavon Austin.
Kick returner?
Kick returner.
Still have like one really good game for the year.
Yo, don't be hating on my man, yo. It's not my fault they don't understand how to use him.
Exactly. If he was like on a little
If teams used him like Percy Harvin was used back in the day, it'd be over. Tavon Austin's a talent. There's a reason why he's still in the NFL and he's so undersized.
If you're the Cleveland Browns, who are you
taking?
Well,
partially because he wasn't with Stedman Bailey that one night. Oh, too far. Gosh. You're going to have to get a stronger sense of shock value.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for...
Dude, those are both my homies. They went to West Virginia. I love them both, but...
West Virginia still sucks, man.
Oh, do they? Are you a Terps fan? Exactly. Ralph Friedgen. All right, so... what are your comments about the draft tomorrow?
I'm excited. I'm really curious to see what the Cleveland Browns are going to take with the number one overall pick.
They're going to screw it up.
Word on the streets is, and I wanted to bring this up, word on the streets is they're trying to trade with the Titans.
They might actually want to go down.
No, what they want to do is the Titans and the Browns both have two first-round picks. So they want to keep their one. And then trade their 12. I think they're at 12.
Yeah.
And the Titans are at 5 and I believe like 18.
If you're Tennessee, why are you trading your number 5 overall pick?
Well, I'm sure they're going to get something else in return for it.
Okay, if you're the Titans and let's just say you didn't take that trade.
I would not. I personally would not.
Who are you going to go with that pick?
Who am I going to go with that pick? I'm going to go with the best cornerback available.
Lattimore, right?
Well, whoever's available at that spot.
Okay.
The best cornerback available. Possibly best wide receiver available.
Okay, that's fair.
It depends. Like, I wouldn't go after... I would only get the wide receiver if it's the number one ranked in our books. Otherwise, I'm going cornerback. Because we need cornerbacks. We drop McCourty. We have that issue. Now, it's a deep wide receiver draft.
Now, did you drop McCourty for salary cap or just...
He's trash. He's living off his brother's name these days.
Was it
the worst commercial in history
Devin,
by
right?
his athlete? Devin.
No, the one that played for you guys. Devin?
Yes.
Okay. If you're Cleveland, who are you taking with the number one overall pick?
No.
No, it's
we had Jason.
Jason.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If I'm Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
I'm either taking Myles Garrett because it's a safe pick, or I'm trading that thing and getting as much as I can for it.
Now Warren Sapp a couple days ago came out and called Garrett lazy.
Warren Sapp, great person to listen
Warren
to.
Warren Sapp's a wonderful person.
Dirty NFLer, sleazeball of a human.
So yeah, who's on NFL?
Cool bald head. He looks like a thumb.
I thought you were gonna say something else, but
oh.
But who's on his him? He's on NFL Network, and then you got Michael Irvin.
He's not on NFL Network.
I thought he was.
My man does not have a job right now.
Oh, he doesn't.
Which calls into question everything he has to say. He was like, I mean, he's like literally like the Howard Stern of the NFL, like NFL coverage. He's just like, oh, let me say this, and then everybody's gonna be like, you know, I'm not a huge Warren Sapp fan, to be honest.
But is he a great interviewer like Howard Stern?
No. Howard Stern's a great interviewer, though. I know you're trying to. It's like when you tell people that Howard Stern's a great interviewer, it's like telling people that you go to Hooters for the wings. Like, they're never going to believe you no matter what happens. You know what I'm saying? Or you read Playboy for the articles. Let's talk about your teams. Since we talked about that, if I was the Titans, I'm keeping 5 and I'm keeping 18. Unless we can, if we get 12 and 18 and they give us something nice for it, like we currently don't have a second round pick. So if they wanted to end up with 1 and 5 and we get 12, 18 and the first pick of the second round, if they have that, I'll take that. I think that's a good trade because you're still getting value in those first three picks.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's not like the Browns aren't going to get in the way of anything that you want. They're going to take Myles Garrett and Mitch Trubisky. Congratulations.
Now,
you know
what I'm saying? I do have a question.
All right.
Malcolm Butler is supposed to – there's a rumor that he may get traded tomorrow night to the Saints.
Yeah.
Would you pull that trade off if you're in New Orleans?
No. Why would I? Like, I mean, all right. Not a bad player, in my opinion.
Their defense is mediocre. They can use that guy to...
Yeah, but is Malcolm Butler going to be the... You know what I'm saying? Is it like, oh my God, we got this corner now, so we can shut down maybe one half of the field. But I don't even think Malcolm Butler is good enough to shut down a whole half of the field by himself. Like, I mean, cool. You made a play a couple years ago. Cool. It was thrown right to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Malcolm Butler, I apologize.
Malcolm Butler needs to realize that he's just new age Tracy Porter. You wanted to be on this show so bad, Nathan.
No. I don't know. You have got to stop with these subliminal messages. Someone will come after you one day.
Cool. Jim Rome is only famous because he got attacked by a dude. Like, because he's terrible. Like, and that's why he always says, I'm Jim Rome. Like, Jim Rome. Terrible, okay?
Terrible.
Terrible. Terrible, Charles.
Well, you know, because of Kelvin, we're never going to have a Brock Osweiler, Jeff Fisher on the show.
You know. Well, one day we'll get Kelvin back in here, and he's going to be pumped. He's going to be pumped because he's going to be like...
But Tim Tebow is going to love us.
Dude, Tim Tebow is going to partially love us, partially hate us.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, he hit a home run in minor league the other day.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. I don't know if that's the case. But Well, let's check ESPN. It will be on their front page.
Yeah, it'll be on their front page.
Jerks. All right. What do you think the Ravens are going to do with their pick?
Let me just say for the record.
You're a Ravens fan, right?
Yes, I'm a Ravens fan and a Redskins fan. I have to have an AFC team and an NFC team.
Okay, so do you want to go dumpster fire first?
Which dumpster fire?
I'm talking about the Ravens.
Okay, personally, so not so much of a dumpster fire.
I have two thoughts on this.
Okay.
The Ravens have missed the playoffs now since they won the Super Bowl three or 4 years.
Okay.
And they're not going anywhere. Now, they didn't make any splashes that made me leap out my chair. Okay, Tony Jefferson, Danny Woodhead. Okay, they cut Elvis Dumanville. They cut a few other players.
Because he sucked.
Great. But
they brought Ladarius Webb back at a better price of his suckage instead of such a high suckage level.
But,
I'm sorry.
I think personally it's time to part ways with Joe Flacco. The only reason why I say that is because Joe Flacco is 30. Nipples. I think he's 31.
Is Joe Flacco elite?
Hands down.
I mean,
am I being serious? He's not elite. Dude. Statistically, he's the next. Last two seasons, the next.
His stats last 2 years have shown here that he's been mediocre.
Yeah.
But the only reason why I say that is because, as of what, since spring break, since I think Tony Romo retired over spring break, Joe Flacco was the highest paid quarterback in the league, and there's no way in heck that Ozzie Newsom is going to get him to restructure his contract. That's why I say it's just best right now to start all over again.
He's still got to take that high cap hit, though.
No, not necessarily. You can turn into a team like Denver, because John Elway was always looking for that needs that quarterback, because he has that team that can win the Super Bowl right now.
Okay.
So I'm saying you find a way to...
With Kubiak?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, don't do that. Because Joe Flacco will be out there in Denver like, hi, I want us another Super Bowl.
They're not going to... I don't know how many more, much more patience that Ozzie and Steve are going to put up with.
See, it's funny that you say that about Flacco. I think they should get rid of Harbs.
He changed the culture of the locker room, yes.
He changed the culture of the locker room. And not only that, I'll be honest with you. 5 offensive coordinators in the past four seasons for Joe Flacco, right? All right. Every guy that's been brought in was supposed to bring this new exotic approach, but somehow they have the same vanilla offense every year. Whose fault is that? Because Tressman was known as a crazy dude when he was in the CFL, and he was a crazy dude when he was in Chicago.
Hashtag Olowitz.
Okay. And then he comes to Baltimore, and they run plain vanilla.
Here's what you're missing, and what you have to understand.
Okay.
Steve Smith, okay, is the Kobe Bryant of the NFL.
Steve Smith is Kobe Bryant of NFL.
He was virtually like.
Can you elaborate a little bit?
What I mean by that is that was all you could get out of him. The Ravens don't have an elite wide receiver. They don't have a slot wide receiver.
Well, the Ravens have a culture of bringing past their prime wide receivers to town. Derek Mason, Anquan Boldin.
Derek Mason. Anquan Boldin was not out of his prime.
Dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Look at his playoff statistics. Look at his playoff statistics.
I'm one of the biggest Anquan Boldin fans you will ever meet. I love Anquan Boldin. He chased rabbits, and that's one of the big reasons why I love him. And he's the man. He broke his face, and he still plays football. Shout out to Kurt Warner. Hashtag grocery store. But, you know. but that's their MO. That's their MO. Either that or they bring guys that no one else really wants anymore, Mike Wallace.
Okay.
Who wants Mike Wallace?
There's a couple teams that would take a shot.
They want a guy who's overpaid and can't catch.
I mean, there's a couple guys right now in the NFL that have gotten grossly overpaid and can't catch or run.
True. Torrey Smith.
All I'm saying is I personally believe the Ravens are going to either draft a corner or a wide receiver. I think they
have to. I agree with you. I think they need an outside linebacker a lot too, because Mr. I can't play basketball with tearing my Achilles or pouring bleach on a female is getting old, and Doomerville sucked. That's why they got rid of him. So it's so funny to me that like Ray Rice is so egregious. You know, like, I heard someone ask, oh, well, would the Ravens draft Joe Mixon? And they're like, no. And it's like, well, why is Terrell Suggs still on the team? Oh, because it wasn't on video. You know? Yes?
We're going to talk about my Lions?
Okay, just quickly.
We got to shore up that defense.
Okay.
That's it.
Who are you drafting?
Nabikinu? Yeah. We'll draft a wide receiver like we always do. It'll be terrible.
What pick do you guys have?
Like we're in the middle. we were like, I think we're 17th, like the lowest of the playoff.
Okay,
teams.
So you're like one behind the Ravens.
Yeah, you're behind us.
Okay.
And then the Titans are right behind there for their second pick. Fresh out the wild.
How do you think the Rams and the Chargers are going to do now that, well, especially the Chargers, now that they're no longer in San Diego?
Well, what do you mean?
Do you think that
draft-wise?
No, just overall team-wise.
I think they're going to suck still. They still have the same owner. Yeah. I thought, you know, when everybody's like, oh, my God, Buck Showalter needs to go, I was like, do you understand that Buck Showalter, like, the Orioles are winning in spite of their owner? You know how hard that is to do? The Tennessee Titans, this may sound messed up, but the greatest thing that ever happened to the Tennessee Titans and the Wizards, owner's dying. Abe Pollin, greatest thing that ever happened to the Wizards.
What happened to the Blackhawks? Their owner was terrible.
Dude,
he died,
I'm telling
and they got
you.
Like they won two
championships. Greatest thing that ever happened to the Titans. Look at greatest thing that ever happened to Titans. Bud Adams, who was notorious for flicking off his fans, died. And guess what? We good now. Just name a street after him. You know? Get it over with. So, Peter Angelos.
Get your fingers crossed.
You didn't have to put that on air.
Another person we're never going to have on the show.
I don't care. If Peter Angelos wants to be on the show, I'm not doing my job properly. All right. MLB. Since we had that nice little segue. Am I wrong about the owner conversation, though?
No,
like,
you're
when
not.
Abe Pollin died, Ted Leonsis took over, and he's going to get the Wizards to the same level that the Caps are, where they'll make it to the playoffs every year, but they'll suck.
So if the Wizards get knocked out of the playoffs, you're going to be like, I really miss my Wizards. Get it? Like the song?
No.
The song you showed me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they got a hernia. all right.
Man, that was just so much dead silence. Like, you didn't
recognize it? I'm sorry, I didn't
it?
Get it. I was like, what song? Like, the Caps have a song about them losing?
You know, the Wizards. I really miss my Wizards.
I know, okay. I get it now. That's very bars. I'm sorry.
Man, I just dropped that and you completely forgot.
You know, I missed it, all right? I didn't have my second coffee of the day yet. No, you cannot push the curse button, Nathan, even though it's right. Do you want to do this show ever again, by the way?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Next, I need to come prepared with
insensitive comments.
Yes.
No, with ibuprofen. You guys are ridiculous.
Am I not wrong about the owner situation, though? Like, okay.
Bill Wirtz for the Chicago Blackhawks. They were terrible. He was a horrible owner. Kick the bucket. They got two Stanley Cups
now. What about the owner? She used
three
to own
Stanley
the
Cups.
Cincinnati Reds.
Mark Schott. Well, she was a horrible human being.
Well, all right. But here's the other thing. It works in the reverse, right? Jerry Buss. And then lets his son take over.
You know, that's different. You have a brother and sister who just don't know how to share.
No, you have a sister who knows what she's doing and a son who's the man that doesn't know anything.
Well, I mean, they're both fighting over the franchise.
And when she wins, you'll see the Lakers be back.
All I'm saying is just give Jim a job in the organization where he can just shut up and just make money.
He should be Frank McCord just owning the parking lots. And he's lucky he gets that. All right, MLB. Now this is what he's been waiting to talk to me about, is the Manny slide. The Boston... Real quick, before we get into that, because we're running out of time here. Madison Bumgarner being out for 2 months, idiot.
He came out with the comments. He said that he was wrong. It was stupid.
What
did he do?
He was right. No, he rented a dirt bike in Colorado and got in an accident, and he injured his shoulder, and he's out for six to eight weeks. 2 months without Mad Bum.
That's going to kill
sorry.
Him.
I'm sorry. But if I'm going to kill Terrell Suggs over it, I got to kill Mad Bum over it.
Bring back Noah Lowry. That man was a goat behind Matt Cain.
It's an odd-numbered year. This is what the Giants always do.
They'll still find a way?
No, yes. No, it's an odd-numbered year. Yeah. They won't make the playoffs.
Big-time Timmy Jams. Maybe they'll bring him back.
Lincecum?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see.
Nice. All right. So you can go into your thing. Gems. You don't remember that? It was from a commercial. I want to say it was one of the SportsCenter commercials.
Big Time Timmy Jams. No, I don't remember that.
I'm going to find it out for you. So, the slide heard around the world, Nathan.
No, I wouldn't hear what you have to say.
We have had a legit disagreement off air about this.
There wasn't
about who's to blame for the Manny slide.
Manny slide?
You didn't hear about how the Red Sox got all butthurt and threw at Manny's head because he injured Pedroia last Friday night?
Oh, Machado?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the person to blame in this scenario is the shortstop of the Red Sox, Xander Bogaerts. Whatever your name is, you play for Boston, and I don't care. Okay? Humphrey's nephew. He.
Now we're covering that core.
Let you say what you believe, because I don't want to say something, and then you're like, you know?
All I said was, I looked at the play six times.
Routine double play is what he said.
It was a routine double play.
Disagree.
Matt, I played high school baseball for two years.
Okay.
I've seen guys do that. Not like that. Now, I do agree with you that he should have charged on the ball. But there was a split second where a double play could have been made. Because we cannot definitively see where Manny was. And if it was a hit, I believe it was a hit and run. Because, of course, you're going to have Mark Trumbo at the plate. So, of course, you're going to.
Go ahead. Keep talking. I'm sorry. I'm just. Can you see this?
Yeah, I can see
it. I'm going to show you the play.
All right.
Keep talking, though.
So, that was my opinion.
A slow roller to shortstop. Bogaerts doesn't. You don't try and get that out right there, man. Like, all right. Here's my thing. Yes, you always want to try and get the lead runner. You always want to try and get the double play. But with a slow roller closer to third base than you are to
second base.
You got to
try to break
up
the double play. That's what you got
to
do.
Well, Manny's got to try and break up the double play. But to me, I believe Bogart's only decision in that situation is to throw to first to get the first.
Okay,
he's not
fair.
Getting Manny is only out in this scenario because he came off the bag to help Pedroia. That is it. Here we go. Again, Alex, slow roller.
Mm-hmm.
He gets it. Manny's already safe. He's already safe. He set his man up. It is not
safe. The ump called him out.
Yeah, the ump called him out because if you look, he came off the bag.
Oh, okay.
And look, ready? He comes off the bag right away.
Oh, now I get it. Okay.
I mean.
Yeah, you should throw it first in that situation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not a routine double play, man. Look, I get it. Look, his cleat came up and it looks dirty, right? And Manny has a history.
It didn't look dirty to me because there have been numerous cases over time where that was allowed. I believe Ozzie Smith cleated somebody and got his head knocked off because of that. Pete Rose did it in an All-Star game against I think his name was
catcher.
Ron Harrelson, something like that.
Yeah,
Hawk Harrelson.
I think that's his name.
That's not
his
name.
You can put it on the board.
Yes.
And yes.
He gone.
All right, sorry.
Stretch.
Look, I understand. All I'm saying is if the Red Sox wanted to blame anybody, they should blame it on Humphrey's nephew, who was too lazy to run to the ball.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Or the third baseman who was too lazy to try and get the ball. But you got to throw to first in that situation because you set. Pedroia cannot decide, well, I'm not going to catch this because I might get cleated. Because then it goes into center field and then Manny ends up on third base and all that. So Pedroia has to catch it. And Manny has to try and break it up. It's Bogart's fault. And John Farrell getting on his little butt. Like, just the whole him being upset about it. Get over yourself, bro.
I agree with that.
Okay? Like Manny Machado has had some questionable things in his career, But like, and honestly, if you want to hit my man in his ribs, if you want to hit my man in his butt, if you want to hit him in the thigh, if you want to hit him, don't throw at his knees. Don't throw at his head.
Absolutely.
Don't be a sucker.
Because my notion is, if you're going to do that, I have to touch you up back, right back.
Yeah. And guess what? The Orioles finish up in Baltimore tonight against the Rays. They got a day off.
Yes.
Then they go to New York. And then guess where they go?
Back to Boston.
Back to Boston. Now, hopefully, Buck Showalter uses his head.
Oh, no, I believe
Shout Buck out will. To Manny for not charging the mound. Mm-hmm. But Dustin Pedroia is a sucker. So is the whole Red Sox organization. And I'm going to say that straight up. They're a bunch of ninnies.
In this case, man, be a man. I wouldn't taking it that far saying the organization sucks. Because I will say this. With that little confrontation where Manny's he's on deck, and they're kind of having a little back and forth. I do think as the leader of that ball club, Pedroia, he really should have said, listen, it was a mistake. Let it go.
But instead, he threw his team under the bus. He said, it wasn't me. If it was me, we would have done it yesterday. He said, that's them. That's them. Snitches get stitches. Ask Carmelo Anthony. And
that's a good
and,
one.
And D'Angelo Russell.
Okay, on that note, I'm out.
Or Marvin Harrison.
Or they get more than stitches in the Marvin Harrison situation.
Yes, they do. Or Aaron Hernandez.
Or the Aaron Hernandez situation, which I don't even want to talk about because that was just the dumbest thing ever. Sucker.
Going out like that.
Pansy. I used to make men back in my day. We love you, FCC. Kevin Gausman's been sucking a lot recently, hasn't he?
It happens. All the pitchers go through it.
It happens. He's turning into a Baldo. You never know what you're going to get. Box of chocolates.
You guys can have Jordan Zimmermann. He sucks.
Nah, we're good. We don't want anything. If you notice, we like to steal people from the Mariners. We don't like to steal people from whatever y'all got going on over there.
Detroit.
Oh, man. How did you enjoy this, Nate? This is your first go around.
No comment.
So you're not coming back?
No, I'll be back. Okay. It was good. I enjoyed. Thank you for having me on the show. I had to come on here because listening to you with Chris in the morning show, the amount of subliminal shots you take.
I don't say I flat out say your name. That makes it not subliminal.
No,
it's
direct
shots. I'm not Drake.
That one show. Where you at? When you guys were the moment you about to go to commercial break, you were like, "Maryland still sucks, Nathan."
That's not your name.
No, that's subliminal shots.
Hey, and you know what? I have to tell you, you woke up this morning, and they're still currently sucking.
Yeah. You know, Justin Jackson's supposed to go in the NBA draft, but he won't. He's not going to hire an agent.
Who's Justin Jackson?
He's a freshman for Maryland.
I thought he was Kansas.
It's Josh Jackson.
Okay,
isn't it?
Thank you. Oh, yeah, no, I don't – look, here's the deal, right? As long as Turgeon's their head coach, they're not going anywhere.
Well, who did you want them to hire, Matt?
Someone that actually knows how to coach basketball, that would be a start. Hey, they should just let Durkin do it.
Are you going to any Mystic games this summer?
No.
Wow.
I will miss it. Because you know what? I'm not even going to any – I haven't been to a Wizards game in a couple years, so why would I? No offense,
Not even that. Now they got Lena Deladon and team looks fresh.
Oh, cool.
Shatori,
Kimbrough Walker.
Kimbrough Walker.
They got her.
Chrissy Tolliver.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
She went to Maryland too. She won a title last year with the Los Angeles Sparks.
I was hoping. What if they when they get Doris Burke on the court, I might show up.
And Doris Burke's got handles.
She or maybe when they bring Craig Sager back.
Craig Sager. From the NBA TV. Okay.
This has been...
I was like, well, that was random.
This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
Marvin Harrison. I'll be that today.
Who are you really?
Alex Baker.
And I'm Nathan. Nathan Snell.
And until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
Snitches get stitches.